Okay, Boker Tov. We are holding Daf Chaf Gimel Beis by the two dots around eight lines off of the bottom of the page. So the Gemara seems to take a brief break. We're still not finished with Chanukah yet. The Gemara seems to take a brief break from Chanukah Sukkos to go back into the ideas of the Mishnah of which Shemenis could be used on Shabbos, and then the Gemara will circle back to Chanukah. We'll see. Maybe Tosfos actually asks us a question: why the Gemara takes a break from Chanukah? Tosfos on Chav Dalam Alef asks why we broke from Chanukah and goes back. We'll see. Maybe on Chav Dalam Alef if there's a little bit of an answer once we see this Gemara. Zak Gemara, v'lebi shemen sreifa. One cannot use shemen sreifa on Shabbos. Shemen that is supposed to be burnt. What is shemen sreifa? Says the Gemara. My shemen sreifa. I'm Rabba. Shemen shel chumah shenitma. Shemen of chumah that became tummy. We know the halacha is if chumah becomes tummy, you have to burn that chumah. So using shemen of chumah that has to be burnt cannot be used on Shabbos for Shabbos. My car is shemen sreifa. Why is it called shemen sreifa? Halav l'sreifa. I mean, since it's destined to be burnt, you can't use it. Now, why not? It's perfect. The halacha is by shemen sreifa. A chumah that has to be burnt, you're allowed to benefit from that light. It's not a problem of benefiting from the light. So why taka can you not use it for the Friday night lecht? Says the Gemara, Shabbos by time, what can you use on Shabbos? Mitzvah back to our old gezerah. We're always scared that you're going to tilt the oil to the nair to make it burn faster, to make it burn better. Because it's a mitzvah of burning chuma, there's a concern by chuma that a person is going to specifically tilt the oil to the lamp, to the wick, in order to burn up the chuma faster because of the mitzvah of burning the chuma, of sreifas chuma, tmeya, and therefore it's also to use on Shabbos. I'm Abaye. El meyat yom tov lishchi. So according to this logic, on yom tov should be mutter. On yom tov, where there's no concern of burning. Of burning on Yom Tov, the halacha is once you let it burn something, once if you need it for echel nefesh, for warming purposes, you're allowed to add to a fire on Yom Tov. Even being meilit a fire on Yom Tov, the chatchila seems to be a machlekes whether it's issa deraisa or only as a drabanan. But certainly adding to an existing fire is not a problem. So tilting the oil on Yom Tov shouldn't be an issue. So according to this, should be mutter to yishav and sreif on Yom Tov. About Lama Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah coming up on Daf Chav Dalam Beis, today's Mishnah, we'll see it shortly, Mitzvah Shem, that Eim Adlik B'Shem and Sreif on Yom Tov. One is not allowed to light B'Shem and Sreif, one is not allowed to use even Shem and Truma that has the din of Sreif on Yom Tov either. If the issue is an issue of Shem and Yata, on Yom Tov, you don't have that issue, you should be able to use for Yom Tov Lecht, you should be able to use the Shem and Sreifa. Says the Gemara, Gezera, Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. It's a Gezera, you're right, Yom Tov shouldn't be an issue, but because I can't use this type of oil on Shabbos, I cannot use it on Yom Tov either. Everyone's sitting and waiting to ask, why is this not a classic Gezera le Gezera? The whole din why you can't use it on Shabbos is Shema Yata. And I was saying, not only can I not use it on Shabbos, I cannot use it on Yom Tov either. L'chur, it's a classic Gezera le Gezera. Tosfos addresses the question, and Tosfos answers that since Shabbos and Yom Tov are so easily confusable, people always, they compare the lecht of Shabbos, the lecht of Yom Tov, the day of Shabbos, the day of Yom Tov, since it's so easily confusable, that's not called the Gezera le Gezera. It's under the guise of Kulacha de Gezera. When they made the Gezera not to use Shem and Sreif on Shabbos, they included that Gezerah, not to make Shem and Sreifa on Yom Tov, it's like one big Gezerah. Okay. Rav Chizda says no. The reason why you don't use Shem and Sreifa is for different reasons. The Shem Yata Chashinan. We're not concerned that you're going to do Shem Yata, meaning just because he wants to burn the Shem and Truma that became Tamei, he's not going to go and be Yata, the fire, the oil, on Shabbos to speed up the process of burning it. No, people aren't so excited to burn the Truma that they're going to do that on Shabbos. Ella, we're talking about where Friday was Yom Tov. So again, we're not talking about where it's going into Yom Tov, going into Shabbos. We're talking about a Shabbos where we say one cannot use Shem and Tmeya for his Shabbos Lecht. It's talking about a Shabbos where the day itself, Friday, was Yom Tov already. Friday was Yom Tov. And therefore what? Lefisha ain't surfing kachem biyamtiv. Halacha is we don't burn kachem biyamtiv. That's halacha that we delay. The burning of kachem we're going to see coming up is actually also on Chav Dalam Beis. That's actually the explanation given in the next Mishnah why we don't use Shem and Sreifa for lecht on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to connect it to the din of not burning kachem on Shabbos b'chlal. So says Rav Chizda, that's the reason there too. We're talking about on Friday, which is Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov we don't burn Kachim Tmeim, Kachim that need to be burned, don't get burned on Yantiv. Kachim that need to be burned, you can't have any benefit from. You don't burn on Yantiv. So cut, even though Truma Tmeya, you could benefit from, and therefore Yantiv, you might have benefit from a fire to warm yourself up, to cook food, you could theoretically benefit from a fire, you should be able to benefit from Truma Tmeya. We don't burn it because a Gezera, because it's like Kachim Tmeim. Says Mekani Seifa, Em Adligim Shem Seifim Yantiv, Mechal Dereisha Lab Yantiv Eskin. The Mercer, a very simple question. Rav Chizda is saying that the explanation in our Mishnah is it's Yomtiv. When it says in the Mishnah you cannot use Shem and Tzveif on Shabbos, it doesn't mean Shabbos alone. Shabbos alone, you would be able to use it. Meaning every Friday night you could use it. Specifically a Friday that happens to be Yomtiv, you can't use it. In fact, Gemara, but that's Mamash the next Mishnah. You can't use Shem and Tzveif on Yomtiv. So that means the Reisha is not talking about a case of Yomtiv. Mechal the Reisha lav Yomtiv Skina, isn't that a clear indication that the Reisha that we're trying to explain our first Mishnah of this parak is not talking about on Yomtiv? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina Masur, you know? Matam Kamar, you have to read the Mishnah that we had already, the beginning of the Perek, and the Mishnah coming up on the Chavdal and Beis is an explanation of the Mishnah of our first Mishnah of the Perek. How so? Matam Kamar, the second Mishnah is explaining the first Mishnah. Matam Emadlikim B'Shem and Tzvei Fab Yamdiv, why do we not allow one to use Shem and Tzvei Fab Yamdiv, Lefishain Tzarf and Kachem Yamdiv, because he can't bring Kachem Yamdiv, so included in that is one cannot use Shem and Tzveifa either. Taka Tani Kavas Rav Chizda. We have a right of Chizda. Kol Elush Amru Ein Madligim Em Shabbos. All these oils, which we said you can't use on Shabbos, Madligim Em Yantiv. You Taka could use them on Yantiv. Chutz B'Shem and Tzveifa Lefish Ein Tzarf and Kachem Yantiv. Except for Shem and Tzveifa, Shemen of Tumah Tmeim, which needs to be burnt, because as a din you can't burn Kachem Yantiv. You can't burn this Shemen of Truman that needs to be burnt on Yantiv either. And according to this explanation, this Brisa, we're explaining that the Mishnah coming up is an explanation of the prior Mishnah, not a separate din. It's an explanation. There's one diak, I think Taisa may address it, but I didn't go through it properly. Taisa may address it, that the din that Rav Chizda is describing is not burning Shemen on Yantiv itself. Not when Yantiv is about to start. Meaning the simple way to read the Mishnah later on, a Chavdal and Beis, the simple way to read the Mishnah is that just like we said on Friday, you're not allowed to use for Shabbos Lecht, going into Shabbos, you can't use Shem and Tzreifa. So too for Yomtiv, you can't use Shem and Tzreifa. What does that mean? Erev Yomtiv, going into Yomtiv, you can't use Shem and Tzreifa. The dinner of Chizda is explaining in our prior Mishnah is that when it says you can't use Shem and Tzreifa for Shabbos, it's taka means Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, but it means when Friday was Yomtiv. That means not using Shem and Tzreifa on Yomtiv itself. Very different. There's a difference between using Shem and Tzreifa on Yom Tov itself, when it's already Yom Tov, or burning Shem and Tzreifa on Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, Erev into Yom Tov. The Mishnah of Chavdal and Mabez, Pashtas, the simple title would be, when it says Emad Likim Hashem and Tzreifa be Yom Tov, it doesn't mean on Yom Tov, it means on Erev Yom Tov. The same way we say by Memad Likim by Shabbos, and it means Erev Shabbos. So when the Gemara asks, for the fact the next Mishnah is talking about Yantiv, isn't that an indication the prior Mishnah is not talking about Yantiv? You could have simply answered no. The next Mishnah is talking about Erev Yantiv into Yantiv, and the prior Mishnah is talking about when it already is Yantiv on Friday. I'm sure someone asked the question. I'm pretty sure I saw it somewhere. I forgot what the answer is. Okay. Ibailu. I'm sorry?
What's the issue of burning
Shem and Tzreifa on Yantiv? We're going to see a Chavdal and Beis. That's what we keep referencing. Atu Kachim. Because you can't burn Kachim on Yantiv. Sakti Gemar Vaita. Ibailu.
Why not Erev Yomtiv then?
I'm sorry?
Why can't I do it using Erev Yomtiv?
It's going to be burning on Yomtiv. It's going to be burning on Yomtiv. So it's included in that same Gzeira. Ibailu. Malahaska Shel Chanukah Birchas Hamazon. Now we get back to Chanukah. Now we go circle back to Chanukah. Here's where Taisa asked the question, what was with that break? You're talking about Chanukah for two blah. You still have, there's still going to be basically one Amid. We actually jumped the gun. I think we said yesterday that we finished the Gemara of Chanukah. There's still one more Amid left of Chanukah, then we're Taka finished. Why did we have this Gemara in between? So Taisa leaves the Shver, two line Taisas. Taisa says, Tema, Dachmil, not even a line and a half. Tema, Dachmil, Savli, Lesuki, Le'il, Gabi, Mil, Chanukah. Why is this coming up now? It should have come up earlier, but Chanukah, before we broke for this din of Shem and Tzreifa. The Pnei Yeshua has a Kshmaka Teretz based on the Rashba, he wants to say, no, it's very relevant. Why? Because we had a discussion by Ner Chanukah, if you're allowed to use the nearest that normally you cannot use on Friday night, maybe by Ner Chanukah, since it's also l'shtamish la'ayra, it's also to benefit from the ar of Ner Chanukah, so maybe you could use those oils, because there's no chash shamiyata, because you're not able to be m'shtamish the ar of Ner Chanukah, so maybe you could use those oils, which you normally can't use on Friday night. So Pnei Shmuel wants to say that our Gemara stuck in this din of Shabbos straight from between to tell us, even according to those shitas, at the oils of the Mishnah that you cannot use on Shabbos, you are yes allowed to use on Chanukah. Shemit Sreifa, since the Chashash is you're going to try to hasten the burning, just to be Mekayim. That was the first part of the Gemara. You're trying to hasten the burning because you want to Mekayim the mitzvah of burning Truma Temeya. That is no Shaychas to be benefiting from the Ar. That's I'm going to be Yata the Nair because I want to burn it as fast as possible. That logic applies even on Shemit of Chanukah, even if I can't benefit from the Ar. Says Pnei Shua, so it's beautiful. That's how the Gemara brings it in. It's bringing it in because the Din of Shemit Sreifa that you cannot use it for Shabbos would apply also to Chanukah. The other oils that you can't use on Shabbos, according to the tzad that Chanukah, since it's Asl Ba'na, you would be able to use them on Shabbos, wouldn't be a problem. But Shemit Sreifa specifically would be excluded because we still have that concern. You're gonna have a zest to try to burn it, to get rid of it as soon as possible, and therefore even a Chanukah would be a problem. That is why it comes up in the middle of Chanukah, says the Bnei Yeshua. Yes. Shabbos Chanukah, correct. Correct. That's why it comes up. That's why it comes up over here in the sugya of Chanukah, because we're saying that Shemit Sreifa does not have the heter on Shabbos Chanukah, as opposed to the other oils of Shabbos, which you can, yes, use on Shabbos Chanukah. Okay. So that Gemara Shail now. This is the rest of this, almost till the Mishnah on Beis, the Gemara primarily is focused on the dinim of what we add into our davenings and our benchings on days of Purim and Chanukah. We know the Maskana, of course, what we do, but we'll see how the Gemara is going to show us how we get there. Ibailu. Ma laska shel Chanukah b'perichas mazon. Do we mention Chanukah b'perichas mazon, namely Alanisim? Kivin midrabanu lemet grinan. Since the whole din of b'perichas of Chanukah is midrabanan, therefore we don't stick into a derisive benching, we don't stick in any mention of Chanukah. Since there's an inyan of Psumanisa, we do mention in Chanukah Alanisim. Amar Rav, now it's interesting. We don't ask this question by Purim. The Gemara only asks this question by Chanukah. Why is this question not asked by Purim? Cheshek Shlomo asks, Cheshek Shlomo answers, because Sudas Purim, we know we're doing it with Chaverim and Suda Mireyas. Since it's normal to have a Suda with friends and Chaverim, it's Pashat that it's a matzah of a Psuma Nisa, and you say Al Nisa. It was never a question. The Afka Chanukah, where there's no Inyan of Sudas Mireyim, people aren't necessarily making Sudas with their friends, is not a... That's where Vishayla. I think the Cheshek Shlomo doesn't say the exact words, but I think what we said with the Levush from a few days ago makes it even much stronger. Maybe it's an elaboration on the Cheshek Shlomo, or it's a separate answer. We said from the Levush that there's a fundamental difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim, with the celebration, is Yayin, Mishta, Suda. Chanukah, we said, what was the whole celebration? Halal Vaida, lighting Chanukah Lecht, and Halal Vaida. That is the whole celebration on Chanukah. Halal Vaida, and lighting Chanukah Lecht. Why is it that on Purim there's a physical celebration and on Chanukah it's a spiritual celebration? Very simple. Because the nace of Purim was a nace of saving us physically. Haman and Achashverosh wanted to wipe out all of Klai Yisrael physically. Whereas by Chanukah, they didn't want to wipe us out. They just stopped us from Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila. It was a spiritual Holocaust. It wasn't a Holocaust of trying to wipe out the Yidden, and therefore the celebration is more spiritual. Chanukah on Purim, it's physical. And therefore, I think it's a very simple answer why our Gemara is debating whether you say Alanisim and benching on Chanukah, and the Gemara never asked that question by Purim. By Purim, where the celebration is physical, of course we say Alanisim in benching. It was never a Shaila. Our Gemara Shaila, whether you say Alanisim in benching by Chanukah is Dafka, because Chanukah is a spiritual celebration. I think it's a very simple answer. Maybe it's what Cheshek Shlomo means, but I think it's based on Levush, it's very clear. Okay, so again, the Shaila is, do we say Alanisim in benching? We know what we do. The Gemara Shaila of here is, what do you say? Do you say it's only Darabani, and therefore it's not mentioned? Or else Psumer Nisa it's mentioned. Am Rav Huna, Eine Maskir, Vimbal Haskir Maskir Baida. So he says, very interesting, you don't say it. You don't say Alanisim Birchaz Amazon of Chanukah. However, if you're going to say it, you say it in the Bracha Vaida. What's the Bracha Vaida? Neidlacha, which is where we ultimately say it. Rav Yehuna Bar Yehuda Ikla Bei Rava. Rav Yehuna Bar Yehuda came to the house of Rava, the Beis Medrash of Rava. Sovelat Kurei Bein Yishlaim. He wanted to say Birchaz Amazon Bein Yishlaim, which is where we'd say Ritzei. That's where we say Ritzei. So he wanted to say the Alanisim there as well. Amalur of Sheshes. Kitzvila, we treat it like tefila, mat tefila b'ayda. Just like by Shmoneh, we say al-nisim in the bracha of ma'idim, because we're being ma'idim for the nisim, and therefore it makes sense we say it in ma'idim. Af b'chaz ha-mazim b'ayda, therefore we say b'chaz ha-mazim as well. If you're going to say it, you say it in ayda, you say it in naidlacha, right? The yal v'yavai, or ritzei, which is al-chevas ha-yayim, it's al-skluchas ha-yayim, that you say over there in rachim, that you say as part of rachim, b'ni shlayim. But with something which is a ayda, you say in naidlacha, ibaylum. And we know ultimately we come out that that's you mean Rav Huna. Rav Huna wasn't convinced that you say it. Rav Huna clearly wasn't convinced that you say it. But if you say it, then if you're going to say, if you hold to say it, this is the location. It's a wishy-washy answer. Yeah. The Maisa you see for the next line that they said it. You see, that's ultimately what we do. You see, for the next line, Rav Huna came to the base measure Reva, and he was going to say it. The question just was where, and ultimately, where did he say it? He said it in Neidlacha. He's told to say it in Neidlacha. So ultimately, we do say it, but it was Enochami. The first answer of the Gemara was not convincing 100% that was supposed to say it. Ibayalu. Malaska Rishchaydish Birchas Amazon. What about Yalvi Yavai in Birchas Amazon? Do you say Yalvi Yavai in Birchas Amazon on Rishchaydish? Im Timslam Bechanaka Durabban Leit Tarich. If you tell me, on Chanaka Durabbanan, Chanaka, which is a whole mitzvah Durabbanan, therefore you don't say it in benching Leit Tarich, Rishchaydish Deraisa Tarich, Rishchaydish, which is Deraisa. Rish Chaydish is the rice, and therefore you would say Avi Avim benching. I don't even less late us to be Asis Malacha. Maybe even Rish Chaydish, which is the rice, even Rish Chaydish the rice, you don't make a hefsek in benching to say Yav Yavai, because it's not a day of Issa Malacha. We know Rish Chaydish is this very interesting day. Rish Chaydish is a day where it's you daven Musaf. You have extra aliyahs, has certain kedushas, but it's a regular day. It's a Avasiyas Malacha. So maybe you wouldn't say Yalvi Avim benching either. So Rava Mamaski, Rav says, we do say Yalvi Avim benching. Amr Shchedesh. Rav Chini, Amr Eina Maskini, Chini says, it's Machlaikis. Chini says, you do not say Yalvi Avim in benching. Amr Shchedesh. Amr Rav Zreika, Nekait Rav Yadchot Dekai Rebbe Aisha Kavasei. Go like Rav, which says that you do, yes, say Yalvi Avim on Rav Shchedesh in benching. Why? Because we know, because Rav Shaya in the Brisa says like him. Why? The Tanya of Rav Shaya is the Brisa as follows. Days where a person brings a carbon musaf, kigayin, Rosh Chodesh v'chol shemayit. So it means specifically days that are not really full-fledged Shabbos yomtiv, but there still is musaf, like Rosh Chodesh and chalamayit, these kind of in-between days. Arvis v'shachris v'mincha b'smal shemayin esrei, in the Ma'ariv Shachris Mincha, one Davin Shmer Nesrei, V'aymrim Eina Ma'ura B'Avayda. And he says, Me'ina Ma'ura, he says Yalvi Yavai in Avayda. In Ritzei, he says Yalvi Yavai. So he says, Me'ina Ma'ura means like the topic of the day. He says it in Ritzei, in the Avayda. That's similar to saying the Yalvi Yavai or Ritzei in Rachimna. That's considered the Avayda of benching. So you say the Yalvi Yavai in Ritzei of Shmer Nesrei on Rosh Chodesh or on Chalamayim. And if he leaves it out, he's got to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But those days do not have Kedush Alakais. They don't have Kiddush Alakais. There's no Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh. There's no Kiddush on Chalamayid. And there's always some Malacha also, we know. Well, Chalamayid is a little bit up in the air. V'yeshbem has Karba Birchas Hamazon. And there is mention of Yalvi Yavi in Birchas Hamazon. In Birchas Hamazon, we do see Yalvi Yavi. So it's pretty clear in Avashah's Brisa that on Rosh Chodesh, we do say in benching, we mention Yalvi Yavi, pretty black and white. Yamim Shemem Karba Musaf. The Brisa. So we have arrived for the Brisa. So really, we can pause and stop our brisa right here. For our purposes, whether or not you say Yalvi Yavi in Rosh Chodesh benching, we already see that you do in benching in Birchas Hamazon, I should say. In Birchas Hamazon of Rosh Chodesh, we do say Yalvi Yavi. Now the brisa continues, Yamim She'emem Karba Musaf, on days where there's no Karba Musaf, Kigayin, Sheini V'chamishi, like Monday and Thursday, the Gemara is going to ask, Sheini V'chamishi, what's special about Sheini V'chamishi? Obviously you have Tachnon, a longer Tachnon, but what's special about Sheini V'chamishi that we're even bringing up? We'll see in a second. Because Sheini V'chamishi, V'tainis U'mamadis, and on fast days, and on Mamadis. Mamadis were, we know, that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris. There's 24 Mishmaris of Kohanim. Each Kohen worked for 1 week, twice a year, because basically 24 times 2 is 48 weeks. Plus, of course, on Yom Tovim, they needed an abundance, they needed much more kind of to come. So a Kohen would really work probably somewhere between 2.5 and 3 times a year, because adding in Yom Tovim, he'd probably come for a third time. So every Mishmer had corresponding it, a Maimed. Maimed literally means to stand. What does it mean to stand? So the Maimed was Yisraelim, the Gemara elsewhere explain that the Maimedus really split up. There was Yisraelim that corresponded these Mishmer. Some of them would go to the base of Mikdash and stand there and watch over the Kohanim and make sure the carbon is being done properly, because basically they're representing the tzibur of Klal Yisrael for that week. So just like a person has his private carbon being brought, he goes and watches to make sure it's brought to fruition and the carbon is brought properly. So too, these Yisraelim were there to kind of stand over and help out if help is needed, but to watch over the Kohanim to make sure that the carbon tzibur is being brought properly. The rest of the Yisraelim would gather in their respective cities. The rest of the Yisraelim that were on call for Mamadis, they would gather in their respective cities and they would daven all day and they would fast. That's the key. They would fast and daven. So that's Tainius Umamadis. So what is this? What are we saying over there? Yom She'im Bam Karma Musaf. Days with the no Karma Musaf, like Sheni Chamishi, Tainius Umamadis. So the Mara first, before he even finishes the thought, the Gemara says, what do you mean Sheni V'chamishi? Sheni V'chamishi Bar-Vitayo. What is Monday and Thursday? It's regular days. Ella, Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni Shaltainis U'mamadis. When you have Bahab, Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni of Bahab, of fasting, and Mamadis, or the case of Mamadis, in those situations, what do you do? Arvis v'shachris, very interesting. Keep them be medayik over here. Arvis, Myra, v'shachris, mincha mispalash ben esrei. You davish ben esrei. V'aymim ena mura. You say anenu in Myrav, shachris mincha. You say anenu. Unbelievable. Rashi points out they clearly were not fasting. These weren't fasts that you fast the night before. This isn't Tisha B'av. This isn't Yom Kippur. You're not even fasting by Myrav, and you're still saying anenu. Aymim ena mura, amura, arvis, shachris, mincha. We don't say anenu. Forget about Myrav before we start fasting. We don't even say anenu in Shacharis, right? Why don't we, by the way, we don't say Anenu in Shacharis, but who says Anenu in Shacharis? The Baal Tefillah. Why? Because the assumption is that even if we're concerned, Rashi, and the Rashi points out, we're concerned, we don't say Anenu by Myrav or Shacharis because we're concerned we may not last the fast. We may break our fast before it's over. But in a Tzibur where you have a whole group, there's an assumption that at least one person there is going to finish fasting. So the Shlech Tzibur can say Anenu by Shacharis because there's a confidence that someone in the Tzibur will still end up fasting. Okay. But over here, the initial halacha was, Arav Shacharis Mincha Bespalash Ben Esrei, you say, by Mimena Mura, you say Anenu by Myrav Shacharis Mincha, of these fast days, b'shemeh tefillah, vim loy amar. But if one did not neglect to say anenu, emachzir nesai, you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei for missing anenu, v'ein behem, emem kedusha l'kais, in parentheses, obviously doesn't make sense, l'choy yizichan at saying kedusha, v'ein behem askar b'brichas amazon, there is no mentioning in b'brichas amazon. Now again, what does that mean? L'choy, it's a fast day. How on earth can you tell me there's no askara in b'brichas amazon for these special days? These are fast days, of course there's no askara. What does it mean? To what we said before, we're talking about that night. By Myriv, at night, the night before, these are fast days that don't start in the night. They start only in the morning. The night before you're eating a meal, because it's a fast day, there'd be a Havamina. You mention the fast day, let's say Shavuot Batamis. Do you mention the fast day of Shavuot Batamis at your meal on the night before Shavuot Batamis? Because it's the day of Shavuot Batamis. Back in the day, they would say Anenu by Myriv, even whilst they were still eating, they'd say Anenu. So maybe while I'm eating, in my benching, I reference it? No, you don't reference a day of fasting during the eating of the day of fasting. Even the heter time of eating, you don't reference it during the time of eating during the day of fasting. Okay. Oh, that's why it was quasi. Yeah, I hear. I thought it was different. I thought the reason is because of what the Gemara said before, prior, which is, since the whole thing is Derabanan, it's a concern of Hefsik in a Deraisa. That was the issue. So the fact that maybe you shouldn't say it's because of the Hefsik, but if you're going to say it, if we're not going to consider Hefsik, then the place to say it is Neida. Right? That's what I thought. But yeah, that's not a bad explanation either. Okay. It's like the Gemara. Right, but he's not fasting at all. Meaning, I can understand Azkara by night of the fast day if I'm fasting somewhat. But if I'm not fasting at all, there's an interesting discussion, and I was about to bring it up anyway, interesting discussion about Yom Kippur, right? We'll get to that shortly. Before we get to Amishayla, we'll get back to that soon. Remind me if you don't. But there's a separate conversation, there's a machlekes about, in the Peskim, what if one, for whatever reason, needs to make a wedding on Shivas or Batamas? So obviously the day itself, he can't make the wedding. But the night before, right? We don't make weddings in 3 weeks. What if one, the case that was worked on by Shafayim was where a person scheduled a wedding, by mistake, for the night of Shivas or Batamas, right? The dinim, the fasting of Shivas or Batamas, starts in the morning. Pashas Beol, the Isra of shaving, most of the dinim really start the night before. It's just the morning, that's where the fast starts. But the dinim of 3 weeks, they start already the night before. That's the Pashas. But Lamaisa, the fast and the onset of the real Shavas Batamas is the morning. So the person scheduled the wedding out, Shasat Chak. Everyone who gives the Chachila, one should not make a wedding that night. The Shaila is, maybe if the wedding is before Shkia and they can see the celebrations that night, there's something else, but certainly not to make the wedding that night of Shavuot Batamas. That's clearly Chachila. But the case over there was where a person sent an invitation, they scheduled the date, everything was done. Does he have to move the wedding? Rav Moshe Feinstein held that one does not have to, one could be Mekel. He held one could be Mekel because the Maisa starts in the morning and therefore the Chachila shouldn't have done it, but the Evan, it's fine and you can continue on the wedding. Rav Herschel Shechter brings from Rav Yashav Ber, from his Rebbe, that because of related to this Rashi, related to this Gemara, just like we're saying, you could say anenu, me'ena ma'ura, the night before, we're saying it's mamish, the day of Shivas Batamas already at night, even while you're eating, it's very Shivas Batamas at night. How could you have a wedding celebration that night? And therefore, he yelled that it would probably be preferable to move the wedding than to have the celebration even B'Shas Adchak. He was reluctant to be makel like Ramesha in such a scenario. Okay. Zakhtu Marvaiter. Ibailu. Ma'ula Haskir Shelchanakam Musafim. Do you mention on Musaf? Do you mention Chanukah? So Al Nisim, we know we say it by Shachris. We know we say it by Mincha. We know we say it by Ma'ariv. But what about by Musaf? Meaning, the Musaf that you're saying on Chanukah is really unrelated to Chanukah. It's a Musaf of Shabbos or a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Do you say, says the Gemara, keep in the last bit of Musaf today, limit Kabinan? Aydilma, Yaim Shechayev Bar Betfilas. It's a day they have four Tfilas. Meaning, do you say, since the day of Shabbos, the day of Rosh Chodesh, has no Shaychas to Yom Kippur, Chanukah, and therefore the Musaf is really because of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and therefore no Al Nisim? Or do you say this becomes a day, and this is going to be relevant to get back to Ami, your question from before, this becomes a day of four tefillahs. It's a day of, even though it's Chanukah, it doesn't have Musaf, but Chanukah of Rosh Chodesh is a day of four tefillahs. Chanukah of Shabbos is a day of four tefillahs, and therefore there is Al Nisim in Musaf. Says Gemara Machlekes, Rafuna Rav Yehuda Dami Tavayo, Rafuna and Rav Yehuda, they will say, Eine Maskir, you do not mention Al Nisim in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah, or in the Musaf of Shabbos of Chanukah. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon Dami Tavayo, Maskir, we do say Al Nisim in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah, and the Musaf of Shabbos of Chanukah. Amar Abaylar, Basif, Ha Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Ravu, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, says that you do not say Al Nisim, is the same sheet of Rav. Dam Rav Gidom, Rav, Rosh Chodesh Shechali Es B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Hamafter B'Navi B'Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we know, we touched on this yesterday, when you have, we spoke of Tesis, if you have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, so we spoke out, the order is you laying Shabbos first, then Rosh Chodesh, then Chanukah, and Chanukah gets the Haftarah. After is Chanukah. We explained either Tesis gets, of course, Pesumi Nisa, and our Gemara, we said yesterday, Pesumi Nisa supersedes Tadir of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Chanukah wins and gets the Haftarah, or also because Chanukah is the last one, Chanukah went last, and Haftarah always also goes based on whatever was laid last. Okay, so leave out Chanukah for now. If you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the last Aliyah is Rosh Chodesh, and you make a maftir, you actually lane Haftarah related to Rosh Chodesh, but the brachas that he makes doesn't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh, ironically enough. Hamaftir v'navi Shabbos, ain't tzarech lafkesho Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in your bracha, in the one who gets the last aliyah doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh in his Haftarah brachas. Shalmol Shabbos ain't avi Rosh Chodesh, because there's no Haftarah on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you have four aliyahs, you don't have a maftir, you don't have Haftarah. So the Haftarah clearly is just 100% Shabbos related, and therefore you don't even mention the maftir, and I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh in the brachas of maftir. So too by Chanukah that falls out on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah of Shabbos, even though you're davening Musaf, you don't mention Al Nisim in the Shemoneh Esrei, because the Chanukah itself does not require Musaf. Like we know, the other 7 days of Chanukah, there is no Musaf, and therefore, you don't say Al Nisim in the Shemoneh Esrei. In fact, Gemara, what type of comparison? Midami Hasam Navi b'Rosh Chodesh like a klal. On Rosh Chodesh, there never is going to be a laning of, you don't lean Haftarah of Navi at all. Hacha Isa b'Arvus Shachris Mincha. Part of the question was, every day of Chanukah, he's saying Al Nisim in Shachris, in Mincha, in Ma'ariv. You see, Chanukah warrants an Al Nisim in its Shemoneh Esreis. Shachris Mincha's Ma'ariv. So the question is, on a day with this Musaf, do you add in Al Nisim as well? Rosh Chodesh itself never has Haftarah. And therefore, of course, Rosh Chodesh of Shabbos, you're not going to mention in the Bracha Rosh Chodesh, because it never warrants its own, Haftarah. Whereas Chanukah, which we already know does warrant Al Nisim in Shemoneh Esrei, just happens not to have Musaf on a regular day. But it warrants Al Nisim in Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe it gets it in Musaf on days they daven Musaf, and therefore the Gemara does not like the Raya. Ela Hadami. If anything, being a Raya, the opposite direction. Sorry, being a Raya to Rafuna Yehuda from the following member of Rav. Same direction, but a different Raya. Damar Vachtevi, Amrav Masa, Amrav. Yom Tov Shecholis B'Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Hamaftir B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos. So they used to actually lay on Shabbos. The minhag used to be they lent Haftarah by Shabbos Mincha as well. Not on Yom Tov, but only on Shabbos. So again, Yom Tov Shecholis B'Shabbos. What if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? Hamaftir V'Navi Mincha B'Shabbos. One who lanes in the Navi, in the Mincha of Shabbos, the Haftarah, by the Mincha of Shabbos, ain't Tzarech Lafkesh Yom Tov. He need not mention, normally when we say Brichas Haftarah, we say, of course, Al Regel and Al Shabbos, we mention both. Over here, by Mincha, you don't mention Yom Tov, you only mention Shabbos. Why? Shalmol Shabbos, ain't Navi Mincha Yom Tov. Because if not for Shabbos, you wouldn't say Haftarah by Mincha Yom Tov. And therefore, you're not going to mention the Yom Tov either. This is a very Gishmak Araya. Why? Because over here, you have Yantav itself does warrant Haftarah in the morning. It just happens not to warrant Haftarah by Mincha. Shabbos is having Haftarah by Mincha as well. Because the Shabbos is Yantav, so now it's Yantav also, Yelani by Mincha. So since Yantav is Shayach to Haftarah, and now even though it doesn't normally get it by Mincha, but now Yelani by Mincha because of Shabbos, maybe you should reference it by Mincha as well, is a Raya that just like over there, you don't reference Yantav because the Yantav is not being Mechayavit, so too by Musaf of Chanukah, of Vishchedesh. Chanukah Rishchedesh, Chanukah Shabbos, by Musaf. Since the Chanukah is not being Mechayev the Musaf, therefore I'm not going to mention Alanisim, like our Funa and Avuda says, it's similar to Rav, the Gemara is being a Raya to their Tzad, that we do not say it in Alanisim. Lamaisa was the Psaq, says the Gemara, top of the Beis. However, the less Hilchas of Bechalan Ishmaita, Halacha is not like any of these members, like our Funa or like our Avuda. Rashi brings also not like our Gidl, we'll get back to that in a second, but Halacha is not like Rav Funa and Rav Yehuda, that you do not say Alanisim in Musaf. Rather, we do say Alanisim in Musaf of Shabbos of Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah. Ella says the Mark Yehuda Mishum Levi Yom Kippur Mishcholis Shabbos when Kippur falls on Shabbos. Hamispal on the Ela one of Davos Neila Terch Laskas Shabbos. The one Davos an Ela Neila is of course a Shemar Nesrei that you never daven on Shabbos. You never daven any other day of the year besides Yom Kippur. Yet when you daven an Ela on Shabbos, you mention Shabbos in your tefillah. Why? Yom Gushar is Chayiv Arba Tefillahs. Because it's a day that's Mechayiv Arba Tefillahs. This becomes a day of four tefillahs, and a day of four tefillahs does get mention of Shabbos in the Ne'ilah, even though Ne'ilah is not a Shabbos tefillah. So too, on a day of Chanukah, we have four tefillahs. So you're going to say Nisim in the Shemar Esrei of Musaf, of Rosh Chodesh, and of Shabbos. The Mepharshim discussed actually Machloikas Rishonim. Clearly, we'll bring a Raya, not Rav Yehuda, and not Rav Huna, we'll bring a Raya that you do say Al Nisim, the Musaf, of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, of Shabbos Chanukah, and Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, but there is Machloikas Rishonim. Are we also coming to argue on, Rashi says clearly, we're coming to argue on Rav Gidol's Psak before as well. Are we coming to argue in the Maestro Rishonim debate whether or not the Gemara is being a Raya against Rav Gidol, or is sticking with Rav Gidol's psak? Well, the Rishonim debate that idea. But getting back to Ami's question. So the lumdus the Gemara Shaila is much deeper. The Gemara is asking a Shaila essentially, when you have a blend of two different ideas on one day, does it become a new type of day, or is this two separate overlapping ideas? So for example, on Yom Kippur, if one has to eat, this is Mamish along the lines of what you're discussing. If one Chalila has to eat on Yom Kippur, does he make Kiddush or not? One has to eat on Yom Kippur, does he make Kiddush? So Rekiv Eger says, no, Yom Kippur is never a day of eating. Yom Kippur is not a day of eating, and therefore if one Zachayli has to eat, so he eats. But you don't make Kiddush because Yom Kippur is not a day of eating, so it doesn't make sense to make Kiddush. There's no idea of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. However, Rekiv Eger makes an exception. What if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? Shabbos is Mechayev a Kiddush, and therefore once Shabbos is Mechayev a Kiddush, you're going to make a Kiddush on Shabbos, and you're going to mention also Yom Kippur. So because it becomes a new day of Shabbos Yom Kippur, and Shabbos does have Kiddush, again, Shabbos Yom Kippur, we still fast. Avada, we don't eat on Shabbos Yom Kippur. But a Chaylu has to eat, and a Chaylu has to eat when he, on Shabbos, there is a Chiyuv of Kiddush, therefore he'll make a Kiddush for Shabbos, and by extension, he's going to mention Kippur as well. Our Sameach argues, on Rekiv Eger, our Sameach says, no, Yom Kippur never warrants Kiddush. And therefore, you're going to make Kiddush on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you're going to say Kiddush of Shabbos, but you're not going to mention Yom Kippur because you never mentioned Kiddush of Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. No such thing of Kiddush of Yom Kippur. What's the Machlek? Is Machlek is Mamish this idea? Are we viewing it as the two separate overlapping days, the Shabbos and the Yom Kippur? Or Samech saying, exactly, there's two different things. Shabbos warrants a Kiddush, Yom Kippur doesn't, and therefore you're not going to mention any Kiddush of Yom Kippur, even if one's breaking his fast and making Kiddush for Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Kivayeg says it becomes a blend, a new day, and therefore you would mention the Shabbos of the Kiddush of Yom Kippur, even as long as it falls out on Shabbos. There's two other examples. I heard this from Rosner. Beautiful, beautiful connections that he makes. I didn't see anyone else bring it down. He brings two other connections to this same machleikus, this same idea of whether it becomes a blended day or two separate days. Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. If one forgets the Avi Avi, basic halacha for the day. This is if we take out one thing from today. It's the Dayla mentioned before already. Al Nisim, if one forgets during Shemar Esrei, during benching, you do not have to repeat benching or Shemar Esrei. Yala v'yavai. If one forgets it from benching, Amar Shchedish, halacha is he does not repeat benching. If he forgets from Shemar Esrei, he does repeat Shemar Esrei. What's the difference? This is the primary cloud with repeating things that you leave out. A tefillah that you mechuyev to daven, the addition becomes requisite as well. So Shemar Esrei, which you have to daven, Shachas, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, actually, we know, Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat it, because by Ma'ariv, they didn't do Kiddush Chodesh yet. So Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, we don't repeat, so let's leave it out. But Shachas and Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, one would have to repeat Shemar Esrei. One would have to repeat Shemar Esrei if he leaves at Yalav Yaveh. Why? Because Because since there's a chiyuv to daven that Shemoneh Esrei, and there's a chiyuv to say Yav Yaveh in that Shemoneh Esrei, so if he leaves that Yav Yaveh, he's got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas benching Arma Shchedesh, since there's no chiyuv to have a suit Arma Shchedesh, there's chiyuv suit on Yamtiv, but no chiyuv suit Arma Shchedesh, if he leaves the Yav Yaveh, he doesn't have to bench again. Getting back to Yamtiv and Shabbos, if one forgets Ritzei or Yav Yaveh on Yamtiv and Shabbos, since there's a chiyuv of Suda, he would have to bench again on Yamtiv, and he would have to bench again on Shabbos, because since there's a chiyuv of Suda and chiyuv of benching, so leaving at Yav Yaveh, leaving at Ritzei would require him to bench again, except for where? Shalashuddis. Shalashuddis, one does not bench again if he leaves Eretz Yisrael. That's why, because even though we say it's not so gishmak, it's not such a good idea to be yetsa with just payers, or be yetsa with learning, or be yetsa with some other method, since l'maisa the chiyuv of Shal Shuddis is not absolute. If one washes properly and benches and forgets Eretz Yisrael by Shal Shuddis, he need not repeat benching, because that's not considered, that's more like Rosh Chodesh. It's not a meal, it's considered a full fetch chiyuv. Okay, so getting back to our discussion now, whether you be blending 2 days together. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a fellow forgets Yal V'Yavai on Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. The Torah brings 2 days. According to one day, again, he said Ritzei, he just didn't say Yal V'Yavai. According to one day, he has to repeat benching. Since it's a day that he's mechuyev to eat, he's mechuyev to have a meal, and he left that Yal V'Yavai, he's got to bench again. The Torah brings another day that no, he does have to bench again, because all he forgot was Yal V'Yavai. What's the lamdas? Mamish, the same exact lamdas. If you say it's considered two separate overlapping kedushas, so what's mechayev me to eat today Shabbos? I said Ritzei, I'm good to go. I left out Rosh Chodesh. It was a mistake. Weiter. You don't bench again because Rosh Chodesh. If you say it becomes one new entity of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so now I'm a chuyif to eat a meal. I'm a chuyif to bench with Rosh Chodesh. I'm a chuyif to say Av Yavai, and therefore I have to bench again. That is a second case. And a third case, this is a case from left field that he found, that the if a person is in a place without a siddur, and that's just a practical scenario, and it's Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say the assumption is that weekday Rosh Chodesh, maybe he could know, maybe he does know by heart, but even if not, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he cannot remember Ati Yitzarta by heart. To count the Shabbos, he can say it by heart. He says that every Shabbos Musaf. Ati Yitzarta, which is the Nusach of Musaf, by Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he can't remember that by heart. It's too complicated, he doesn't remember it. So what should he do? He needs to daven Musaf. He doesn't have a siddur. What should he do? So Ramesha says, he davens Musaf of Shabbos without Rosh Chodesh, and then afterwards, when he gets his hands on a siddur, he should fill in, mention the day of Rosh Chodesh. How? With the weekday Nusach of Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't say the Ati Yitzarta Nusach. He says the weekday Nusach of Rosh Chodesh. Why? He already was Yetzir Musaf of Shabbos. Ati Yitzarta is a Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. He already was Yetzir the Musaf of Shabbos. So therefore, he's just missing the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Say the weekday Nusach. Rosh Hashanah Arbach, he argued and held no, that even if you daven again, even if you add later, you get held of a siddur later, and you mention Rosh Chodesh, you should say Ati Yitzarta, because the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh is a different nusach. It's a lashon of Ati Yitzarta, not the weekday nusach. What's the machlokes? Beautiful. The machlokes is, do you say that it's a new day of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a new day, which is Mechayev Ati Yitzarta. The weekday Musaf of Rosh Chodesh doesn't apply. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman. And therefore, even if you already daven Musaf of Shabbos, you weren't Yetzir Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh fully, and therefore there's still an element, there's still have to say Ati Yitzarta. You're not going to say the weekday Nusach. Ramesha held that it was two separate overlapping days, the Shabbos and there's Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, when you daven together Musaf, the Chazal Institute of Nusach, we could juxtapose the two and say Ati Yitzarta, which is Nusach of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. But if you already daven Shabbos Musaf normal, what are you left with Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh alone is not Shabbos. And therefore, you don't say Ati Yitzarta, you go back to the regular Nusach of Rosh Chodesh of the week. Beautiful shtickel from Rabbi Shalom Rosner. Okay, so like the Marvaiter. Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. Here we have a Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa Amrit Hilchasa Kerb Yishum and Levi. You tell me Hilchasa Kerb Yishum and Levi that what? That we add in into the Shemoneh Esrei in Ne'ilah, we say Shabbos, and Chanukah, a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh of Shabbos, we say Al Nisim. But look over here, Bekam Hilchasa Kerb Rava, we all Hilchasa Kerb Rava, Dam Rava, Yontav Shcholes B'Shabbos, Shlich Tziva Yodav Fri Ateva Arvus. When Yontav falls down Shabbos, the Shlich Tziva goes down to Davin Meir Friday night. So he say, this is talking about, we'll call it Chazar Shatz. There's no Chazar Shatz by Meir, but what we, the make believe Chazar Shatz that we do, what do you do? Says Rava, Ain't it Zerach Laskish Shiyamdiv? When he says, after Meir, when he says that the Vechulu, and he says Me'ena, right, he says that Lashon of Maganavis on Matzah Shabbos, on Friday night, you don't mention anything about Yontiv. Shel Moli Shabbos ain't Sheikh Tzibi Yalif Arvis be Yontiv. Because the Sheikh Tzibi wouldn't be doing this on Meir of Yontiv. You don't do this on Meir of Yontiv. So therefore, even though Yontiv fell on Shabbos and you do it for Shabbos, you don't stick in Yontiv into that Nusach. What do you mean? Once we're overlapping, you're right, you don't do it for Yontiv alone. But once we're overlapping Shabbos and Yontiv, you should say it by the Friday night. The Chari Siyah Raya, the Rav is passing not like Rav Shimon Levi. Says the Mar Hachyash, what's the comparison? Hasam b'dinu dafil b'shabbos namilei tzarech. The whole din of saying Magen Aves on Friday night is not really an Iker Chiyav. The reason we do it is Rabbanu d'takuni b'shem sakana. Rabbanu m'sakin the whole thing alts sakana. We do it alts sakana because people discuss what the sakana is. The most simple pshat, as Rashi explains the sakana, is that people go back from the fields late at night. The idea of saying Baruch Hashem le'ilam amiv yamin on weekday Shemoneh Esrei is because people go back by themselves. The shuls were outside of the city, and they would go to the shuls in the fields and come back. Well, not in the mamish in the fields, but right outside the city, and they had to come back to the city at night. And there's a concern of danger of shadim or of robbers at night when someone comes back by himself. So we say Baruch Hashem Le'ilam that the people that came late to Ma'ariv can catch up and finish Shemoneh Esrei together, and everyone can leave together, which is more safe. So on Friday night we don't say Baruch Hashem Le'ilam. So we stuck in instead Magen Aves as a protection for sakana. That's the reason why we say it. Aval Hacha Yom Shun is Chayev Ba'arbet Filos. And therefore, to compare and say, therefore, you should mention Yom Tov as well. The whole thing was the kind of a separate reason. Therefore, we don't mention Yom Tov. Whereas, in our concept, by Chanukah Shabbos or by Yom Kippur Shabbos, it's a day that has four tefillos, and the tefillos of that day require either Al Nisim or require on Yom Kippur require the mention of Shabbos, and therefore even Elah is going to have a mention of Shabbos, or even Chanukah of Musaf is going to have a mention of Al Hanisim. Okay, V'lei Balya. So we said in the Mishnah that you cannot use the fat of the tail of the sheep to use as fuel, as oil for Shabbos lech. So the Tanakam said you can't use the alya. The Nachum Ashamani said that you can boil it up and use it, and the Chacham said no, whether boiled or not, you can't use it. The Shailas, the Chacham really are reiterating the Tanakam Shita. Chacham had a Tanakam, the Chacham repeating Tanakam that says you cannot use the oil from the sheep's tail as fuel for your Shabbos lecht. Says Gemara, Ekebena Adrav, Breina Amarav, Lemesaimi. The machlekes between the Rabbanan and the Tanakama is whether or not by adding in outside oil, or Breina Amarav said that when you add an outside oil, you discussed if you have oil that cannot be used for Shabbos, but you add in some other oil that is good for Shabbos, a little bit, whether that makes it kosher to use or not. The machlekes Rabbanan and the Tanakama is whether they agree to this concept that adding in some outside oil does make it fit for use. And Lemesaimi, we're not clear who holds what, whether the Chachamim say that it works and Tanakhama says it doesn't work, or vice versa. We don't know who holds what, but that's the machlekes between the two shitas. But you're right, legabe the aliyah itself, there's legabe the fact that the fat of the aliyah can't be used, that they both agree. The machlekes is when you put something else into it, with that salvage it, that is the machlekes. Zakta Mishnah. One cannot use shemen tzreif. Again, this is shemen of truma tamei that needs to be burnt. You cannot use it on yom tiv. Now we're going to go. The Gemara ultimately explained, but a raya from a braisa. We had two weeks explained this idea in the prior. When we were referenced in the prior Gemara, when we started with today, but then we ultimately went with Rav Chizda's Malach, we brought a Brice to back it up, that we're talking about this Mishnah connects to the last Mishnah. We're talking about Erev Shabbos that fell out on a Yom Tiv, so Friday was Yom Tiv. And again, just to clarify, before we spoke out from, I think, Leon, you asked the question, whether or not on Erev Yom Tiv, you can light Yom Tiv Lecht with this Shemen Sreif, according to Rav Chizda. And the halacha really is, and I think we said before you cannot. It's a mistake. According to Chizda, not only could you light Yom Tov lecht with Shemen Sreifa, you could really light Shabbos lecht with Shemen Sreifa in a normal scenario because he's not concerned for Shemayata. There's no problem. The whole issue is when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, so you want to use this Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov to burn for your Shabbos lecht for Friday night. You want to light it on Friday itself, which is Yom Tov. We have halacha. We're going to see based on the Gemara's going to explain based on the idea of you can't burn Kachim, psulim that you have to burn. You're not allowed to burn that on Yom Tov. So by extension, you can't burn Truma Tamei either. That's the idea behind this din. In Madlikim Shem and Sreifa Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa on Yom Tov that falls out on Friday for Shabbos. That's what we explained in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Ein Madlikim Be'itron Mekav Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says you cannot use Itron Al Tkav Shabbos. Itron is a oil that smells, and because it has a bad, it's from like a pitch, because it gives off a bad smell, someone's going to leave the room. It's not covered for Shabbos to have such an oil. The Chum Matim Chol Shemanim. The Chum arguments say that all Shemanim are mutter to use, whether it's Shemen Shum Shemen, Shemen Agazim, Shemen Dinus, whether it's the Shemen of sesame, Shemen of nuts, sesame, Shemen of radishes, Dinus is radishes, Shemen Dugim of fish, Shemen Pekuyas, the Shemen of Pekuyas, which they titrate as Kalankith oil, which is explained to be something from the gourd family, v'shemen uveneft, itrin and naft, itrin and naft. Again, that's those are oils made from like pitch and naft. We said earlier was like a white earth. These different types of oils made from these different sources are okay according to Chamim. L'chari, they agree it's not optimal, but it's okay. Retire from Eimer. Eimer likin ab shem zayis v'fad. You should only use shem zayis. And the Chamim agree the best oil to use is shem zayis. They just disagree and say you are able to use these other oils. Okay. My time. What's the reason why you can't use this shem and sreifa on Yom Tiv that falls out on Friday? You can't use it. Why not? L'fisha ain't surfing kachem yantiv because you don't burn kachem yantiv. Not immediately. What's the source that you don't burn kachem yantiv? Says the Gemara. Am chizke v'chein chein tana b'chizke am akra. The Gemara is going to make three sources. Chizke is source number one. The pasuk says you shouldn't leave over from the kachem to the morning. What's left over to the morning? So b'kar pesach, what's left over to the morning has to be burnt. It says baker twice. L'simen ad baker, v'nisman ad baker. Says the gemara, she ain't tam lem ad baker. Shouldn't say ad baker second time. Ma tam lem ad baker. Why say ad baker second time? Ba'akas of litein l'chlay baker sheni l'srifas. The pasuk got me to add a second morning to the burning, meaning you don't burn it the immediate morning. Let's say pesach. If you leave it over to the morning, you don't burn it that morning because that morning is still yantiv. You wait till the next morning, the 16th, the chalmaid, to burn the nicer. So too, you don't burn kachem in general on Yom Tov, and therefore you don't burn Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov, the Shemen of Truma that needs to be burnt. You don't burn it on Yom Tov. Abaya, a different source, Amakra, Oilas Shabbos for Shabbat, we darshan, Dafka, the oil of Shabbos can be burned on Shabbos. Oilas Chayil b'Shabbos, you can't be the oil of the weekday on Shabbos, for Oilas Chayil b'Yom Tov, nor can be the oil of a weekday on Yom Tov. Dafka, the oil of Shabbos for Shabbat is mutter to be on Yom Tov. Something which doesn't have to be, the time is not specifically today, you're not allowed to bring it today, and therefore burn the kachem. There's no mitzvah, no chiv to burn it today, and therefore you can burn it tomorrow, not on Shabbos, not on, certainly not on Shabbos, not even on Yom Tov. Rava says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Hulavadi Yaslachem, this work talking about by Heter of Eichel Nefesh, Hulavadi Yaslachem, that which, Dafka, that which you need for food can be done for you. We darshan two drashas, two miyutim. Hu Vlemachshirin, Dafka the Eichel Nefesh itself, the Machas Eichel Nefesh, and not the Machshirin of Machas Eichel Nefesh that you can't do on Yom Tiv. And Levade Vle Mila Shle Bismana. Levade comes to exclude a Mila Shle Bismana cannot be done on Yom Tov. The Mila Bismana can. Mila Bismana can be done on Shabbos also, but Mila Shle Bismana can't be done on Yom Tov. To Ice Kav Chaimer because we don't have a Kav Chaimer. Meaning, I would have learned that from Kav Chaimer that a Mila Shle Bismana is Deicha could be done on Yom Tov. Kamashma and that it cannot be from the word Levade. What is the Kav Chaimer? It's basically more in Kuf Lamed Beis. Rashi explains very simply that the idea is that a Kain who has a Tzras cannot do Avodah. Why is Tzaraas? He can't do Avaida. If he'd cut off the Tzaraas, he could do Avaida. Yet the din of Tzaraas is Deicha Avaida. He's not allowed to cut off the Tzaraas in order to do Avaida. He has to become Tar of the Tzaraas. The Tzaraas is Deicha Avaida. Okay. We know that Tzaraas is Deicha Avaida. Avaida is Deicha Shabbos. Mila is Deicha both Shabbos. Mila is also Deicha Tzaraas. If there's Mila Deicha even in the week, if there's a Tzaraas at the Makkah Mila, Mila is Deicha Tzaraas. Therefore, I would think that therefore I'd have Avmina that even Mila Shlebes Mana should be Deicha Yom Tov as well. And certainly, and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kamash Malan, that what? Kamash Malan, the Levadai, that no, that only Mila Bezmana is Deicha, Mila Shabbazmana is not going to be Deicha. And once we have this drasha, that Mila Shabbazmana is not Deicha, because now is not the Zman. Once you're not the Zman, it's not Deicha. So burning Kachem, where now is not the Zman Bechal, is never a specific time to burn. You burn as soon as possible, but what's called as soon as possible? The next day is as soon as possible. You have to burn it this day, and therefore it won't be Deicha. It won't be Deicha Shabbos. There's one quick question to leave off with from Tesis. Tesis is bothered. Tesis is different Maslow. Lafi. Taisa says, you're comparing Truma to Kachem. The Kachem, you can't burn a Yantav, and therefore Truma. How could you compare? Kachem, you're not allowed to benefit from the fuel, and therefore you can't burn a Yantav. Truma, Tumea, which you could be allowed to benefit from the fuel, so of course you should be able to use it on Yantav. Basic question that I think we may have even referenced before. So the Gutais gives three answers. The Riva says that since the Torah asks all other hanah from this Truma Tumea, it's just eating it, using it for smearing it onto your body. That's all usher. It's just specifically enough burning it. So the ikkar of what you're doing is really burning it to destroy it. Happens to be a kapunk benefit, but the ikkar you're doing is just burning it to destroy it. That resembles burning kachem close enough, and therefore the gezerah applies. Even though you're right, you could have enough. It's close enough that the ikkar idea of it is burning, and therefore you can have enough. The Reis says it's simple gezerah. It's just a basic gezerah. Don't tell me the ikkar is burning, and therefore it's a problem doing yantiv. No, it's a gezerah. Really, you could burn it for the hana, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. Al gezerah, we say you can't do it, and Rashi in Beitza says a little bit different. He says, since there's a mitzvah to burn it, the burning, it gets a chashivas, and therefore you machshiv the burning for l'shem burning, not l'shem dana, and therefore that is a problem to burn on yantiv l'shem burning. Again, that's a problem, just like it is a problem to burn kachem, so therefore resembles kachem in that sense.